Hello, this is Michael for LittleShootMatters.org. Today I'm interviewing Don Van Derzen, who's running for Village Trustee, for Littleshoot Village Trustee. How are you today, Don?
Pretty good. Thank you, Michael.
Good. Let's start with just a basic question here. Why are you running for office? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving the public as a Littleshoot Village Trustee.
Well, I worked in the mill for 25 years and I was on swing shift. And I always wanted to be involved with politics. And I lost my job 2.5 years ago, went to school. I got a day job now, so I have time for this. And I was always interested in working for the village. I am a volunteer fireman. And so now when something in Littleshoot goes wrong, I have a voice, and I like that. I do. I like that a lot. So,
you said you lost your job when the mill closed down and went back to school, and we've got some questions later on about the economy, and so you've experienced some of that that economic downturn firsthand. Okay, well, let's move on to that question about the economy. The economy is still on most people's minds today, especially jobs, and according to the Census Bureau in Littleshoot, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are for mid-sized businesses with 20 to 100 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in Littleshoot are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new businesses?
Well, first of all, we got to be thankful for the big business that we got, like Nestle. That's huge for Littleshoot. As far as the small business goes, the village tries to help out in any way it can. They do loans. We change codes for, like, Seth on a corner there. We change the code there so they could put tables out, and we think that's going to help their place. So we help them that way. We do market studies to help out. You know, we learn through there. And we have an advanced Littleshoot. Some people think it's Downtown Business Association, but it's not. It's Vans Littleshoot. It's for all businesses. And they're always working together and trying to solve problems also. So,
you mentioned Advanced Littleshoot, but there are other initiatives as well in Littleshoot. And we'll get some questions about the downtown a little bit later on. Given your experience and given your time on the board, you've now been on the board for 2 years, right?
Yep.
Board of Trustees. Can you tell us a little bit about things that the board has undertaken to help small business like Seth's downtown, and maybe tie in with some of the windmill and some of the other larger developments? What impact would that have on the small businesses in downtown and elsewhere in the village?
Well, since I got on, 2 years ago, they wanted to uniform the downtown. So, and at first, I really wasn't for this, but the longer I've been on, I really think it's important to have uniform in downtown. So we have a type of loan. They can get up to 50%, up to $30,000 to borrow for facade if they have a front. And I believe it's $40,000 if it's a front and a side, I believe. I'm not exactly sure on those numbers, but it's very close to those numbers. And again, if the businesses don't want it, they don't have to do it. I mean, the only time they're required to do it is if they're going to redo it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not we're making them do it tomorrow or the next day. And they don't have to pay that back until they sell it. And I think it's a good deal. Eventually, the more people that do it, the better our downtown's going to look. And with the windmill coming in, I think it's important that when people come here that they like what they see, you know, and then they're gonna tell other people, and other people will come back, and again, that's gonna help the small businesses. You know, you got your eating places and people, the Five and Dime that sells stuff, and the gas stations, and it'll add up. I think that'll help us out a lot.
Well, thank you for that. Let's move on to the next question. The next question here is about government finances. When we think about government finances, many of us immediately think taxes. But taxes are only one way to finance government. Fees are another means of generating revenue, and sometimes it's a hotly debated means. But at the local level, whether the county or the village of Little Chute, fees can be paid directly to the village or the county or to third parties for village-mandated products and services. How do you view the use of fees versus taxes to fund the activities of the village?
Again, this is in my first year, we ran into a fee that I don't like fees. But we have no choice on some of them. I mean, the bottom line is whether you pay fees or taxes, it still comes out of your pocket per year. We have the landfill fees, and I believe that's $85 for like a 65 gallon, and that's like 90% of them have a 65 gallon the trash bins, and it comes to about $85 a year. I didn't like that, but you know, the government tells us, we can only raise the taxes so much every year. We're only allowed to go so high. And now that we're paying the fees, you kind of do get used to it a little bit, you know, because it's only so much a month, and then it's not there at the end of the year. So not that I'm for the fees, but sometimes we have no choices. It seems like that's the way that a lot of village and towns are actually going to that now. They are going to the fees to keep their taxes lower. So again, I think it's a little cover up because now my taxes are lower, but your fees are higher. So the bottom line is you got to keep both of them in check. And I think Little Chute does a fantastic job on keeping in check.
When you talk about fees, another example is the pool fees. And people often talk about the pool fees as though the fee covers the entire cost of the pool, and of course the pool is subsidized as well. But in the case of the pool, you can choose not to use the pool and avoid the fee altogether, whereas in the case of garbage, it's hard to avoid using the garbage. And some people have said maybe the garbage fee really should be a part of the general tax levy. What's your sense about how you balance out the question of fees and general taxes? Is there a rule of thumb that you use or a yardstick to decide what level of fees people should be charged for their services?
Unlike this garbage fee, if everybody would use it, then it should go on the general tax form. But if, like the pool, for example, not everybody uses it, so there's a fee there. But even though everybody uses the garbage, and normally if somebody uses everything, or if everybody's using a certain thing, then you would put it on taxes. But this one, on this particular case, when we had to buy all the recycle bins and the landfill taxes went up, I mean, it was such a high jump that the village board decided to go with the fee instead of throwing on the taxes. It's not very often we do that when it affects everybody, though. But on this particular one, you know, there was a lot of discussion on that, and this is what that's what we came up with.
But in general, the rule of thumb is if everybody's using it, then it should go on taxes, and if only some people use it, then it's more likely that you would favor fees for that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's move along to the next question, which is about transparency in government. Wisconsin's public record law requires open access to village records for all citizens. However, getting copies of village documents can sometimes be complicated. For example, information packets given to village trustees in open session sometimes include documents that the visitor packets don't have. Also, announcements about village contracts and agreements often aren't widely publicized. And by the way, this question of the contracts is actually on a statewide basis. I think it was Wisberg recently did a study that shows that there are a lot of state contracts that are never really announced to the public. So this is something that's a more general question than just Little Chute. How do you propose making Village Records as freely available as possible to the general public, to the people of Littleshoot?
First of all, a lot of the records are available already.
Like online or yes. paper copy and that kind of thing?
Both.
Yep.
They're paper copy and online. Personally, I think they should use the website more. I shouldn't say that because they are using it more and more all the time. As far as the information in the packet goes, the way I understand that, the packet's supposed to be this, you're supposed to receive the same thing we receive. But there are times where, the ones I can remember are like the facility study, the pool study, stuff like that was not in the packet because they're like 100 pages long. So they are available though. If you need them, they don't hide that. But to make out all the copies, it's just a lot of paperwork the way it's on. But I thought you guys got everything that we got.
My understanding is that the packets that are given to the trustees are the same packets as what's given to visitors and the press, but that handouts, especially last minute handouts, or like you say,
yeah.
reports that are 100 pages or 200 pages long, those get expensive, especially if nobody shows up for the meeting and you have to actually throw away
yeah.
5 or 10 copies. It's just an unwarranted expense. You had mentioned a lot of this information is online, and of course the ordinances are on the website, so all the village ordinances can be gotten to from the internet, which is a fine example. Can you think of any other examples of what the village could do to make village information more readily available to the general public?
Again, if like yourself or anybody else has ideas, I think that the village board will accept a lot of ideas. Offhand, you know, like I said, the website is outstanding. I mean, it seems like everybody has that. So it's always available there. And there you get it in seconds. It's there right away.
Right. Right. Okay. Let's talk about the village's downtown area, our last question here. In recent years, there's been some development along Main Street, although most of the focus has been on the Dutch Boys development and the windmill projects. But both of those, both the Dutch Boys and the windmill projects, are west of the Village Hall, and we have a whole area that's east of the Village Hall, also in the downtown, several blocks long. How do we develop the area east of the hall? How do you think we can keep existing businesses in the downtown and attract new businesses to the downtown area?
That's a good question. That's a nonstop. That's a nonstop thing. I mean, we're always looking for different ways. We do put the empty buildings that are there now. They do go on the website, on Littleshoot's website. Our village administrator talks to, you know, the people that are coming in here. He talks to them, not the village trustees, and he tries to get them in. And I think he does a wonderful job. Again, we do loans if they need us, and we change ordinances. Like we say, we try to help out there. Anything that can help their old business get better. Again, it's an ongoing thing, and anybody brings anything up, we will be more ready to listen to it.
Part of the struggles that we have in Littleshoot, not just the downtown, but in general, because of the economic slowdown, there's going to be empty buildings. I think I heard just today that nationwide, 13% of all homes are standing vacant because of foreclosures. So it's not just a problem of the downtown area. But still you're saying there are loans available, and that it's a revolving loan fund, isn't it? For startups and existing businesses, in addition to the facade renovation
yes.
program, right?
Yes.
And you talked about ordinances changing. Changing ordinances, is that a matter of making exceptions for certain underdeveloped areas, or are you thinking like the TIF? What is that called? The tax incremental financing district, I think. And the kinds of special development that you can have under state law if you designate certain areas as needing development?
All three. We do all of them. again, the ordinances are, you try not to change a lot of ordinances, but like Seth is a good example. He wanted people to put tables out there, and I mean, that was a good example of trying to help a company out. I mean, if it helps them a lot nowadays. The TIF is huge. That helps businesses help on their taxes. So that helps, and the village, it helps the village a lot also. So, I mean, both of us come out ahead on that.
Okay, well, that about wraps it up. I really appreciate your sharing your thoughts and some time with the listeners of littleshootmatters.org. Thank you for being here today, Don.
Thank you. Thanks.